talking about anyways? I have no clue what we're even talking about anyways, but stay tuned and find out. Hey, what are we talking about anyways?
Hey, what's up, people? What is going on? Welcome to the What Are We Even Talking About Anyways podcast. And today, I feel like we're maybe going to talk about picking yourself back up. This is an idea that was given to me, you know, by Miss Keisha NJ, you feel me? She gave me this idea about the podcast because I was like trying to wreck my brain, trying to figure out what I can talk about this week because I am feeling very unmotivated to kind of like maybe make a podcast episode. And you know what? It's okay. And I guess that kind of perfectly fits into this theme, right, of picking yourself back up. Now, with this theme of picking yourself back up, right, it has a lot to do, like, with maybe, you know, you're experiencing burnout, maybe due to, like, doing a lot of stuff, or maybe, you know, a lot has just been happening and, you know, you're at your breaking point, or maybe you're breaking down, you know, internally or outwardly. Whatever the case, right? You're breaking down and it's okay, you know? It's okay to have those moments. Like, I know that a lot of the times we're kind of expected to never, you know, kind of want to experience those feelings or welcome those feelings because those feelings are associated with a bunch of negative stereotypes, right? You always got to be the strong person. You always have to be the person that keeps going on. They perpetuating all those kind of like toxic ideas, right? That are really very harmful to you as a person. So this episode is pretty much telling you, right, that it's okay. You know, if you're feeling like that, there is nothing wrong with that. You should feel that, feel your emotions, you know, have that emotional breakdown, as Keisha stated, like in the bathroom floor, you know, like I was not aware like this is a thing apparently that like women do a lot, or the kitchen, you know, because as a man, right, you associate the kitchen and the toilet for totally, completely different reasons, right? Like if you're breaking down in the toilet, you know what I'm trying to say? You're breaking down in the toilet. You know what I'm trying to say? And obviously if you're breaking down in the kitchen, you're breaking down too, right? In all kinds of ways of just being unhealthy and eating, you know, anything that you can get your hands on and just, you know, going off in there, right? From a very, you know, brutish, malish perspective of me trying to explain these things, right? But yeah, man, so I kind of just wanted to make this episode just about that, right? To just tell you that if you're feeling like that, right? Or if you're at this point where you're experiencing, I don't know, that kind of like emotion or, you know, that kind of feeling about whatever it is that you're, you know, feeling that doesn't feel so great and you feel like, you know, it's wrong for you to take that needed break or take that needed breakdown that you need to have, right? So you can be able to continue and move on, right? After you've dealt with whatever it is that you needed to deal with, that it's okay. You can 100% do that, right? And a lot of the things in society are very toxic because they teach us pretty much like really shitty coping mechanisms when it comes to a lot of things, right? Because they always encourage us to kind of always have this poise about ourselves, right? To kind of act unbothered, to kind of like, you know, just keep pushing, just keep moving forward, you know, don't worry, it's gonna be okay, all these kind of things, right? Which really negates from focusing on the times that you're not okay, you know, and the times that you don't want to push forward, you know, and you gotta be able to tell yourself that it's okay to feel like that, right? But then after you finish telling yourself it's okay to feel like that, then you gotta get back on that horse, you know? Because life literally, you know, is going to keep going. Things are going to keep happening all around you, you know, and you can take that knee, you know, for as long as you need to, but the world doesn't really stop, right? So it's really important for you to recognize that and realize that since the world doesn't stop, it's okay if you stop, You know what I'm trying to say? There's nothing wrong with that. So don't feel bad about having any kind of breakdowns. Don't feel bad about taking any kind of breaks to kind of like, you know, give yourself that self-love, right? That much needed you attention, right? A moment or moments breaking away from everything that might be chaotic or everything that you just need a break from. So yeah, I think that pretty much just covers what I wanted to talk about, you know. So hopefully if you're someone who's dealing with that or who's at that point, right, just know that if you needed confirmation that it is okay to have that breakdown, this is that confirmation, okay? Have that breakdown, but then after having that breakdown, pick yourself back up and get the fuck to moving on, because that is life. You. Well, I feel like I've rambled on enough for this podcast episode. You know, I really hope you guys got some gems from the stuff that I was talking about, and I really hope that you were also able to laugh. Thank you very much, you know, for tuning in. So until next time, when I get to talk to all of you beautiful people, peace.